The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. Gibraltar, big issue. Adam.
Yeah, I mean, arguably a storm in a teacup, but it's all sort of a little bit out of hand here. What we have is, this stems back to last Friday when EU Brexit guidelines indicated that in the future, Spain could have a future say-so on the British territory of Gibraltar, which has fueled considerable angst amongst the people of Gibraltar, who've been British for 300 years and want to stay that way, echoed by the Foreign Secretary today, Boris Johnson, on his way into a meeting in Brussels. The Defence Secretary, Sir Michael Fallon, said Britain would go all the way to defend the rock if necessary. Former Conservative Party leader Lord Howard, Michael Howard, said they'd have the same resolve that we saw in the Falklands. In other words, both did a little bit of saber-rattling. Now, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has laughed it off, saying it's nonsense, all this talk of war, of course not. And you know what? The tone of it all is a bit odd. And the Spanish Foreign Minister says he's surprised by it. And I'm frankly...
Well, get out of the way. Gibraltar is British. There it is. Full stop. Hey, look, I love the grammar vigilante.
Yes. And he's calling himself Mr. Apostrophe. He's revealed himself today, although not his actual identity, but he's a mystery good deed doer who goes out upholding truth, justice, and the apostrophe. He sets out at night with stickers and a marker pen, correcting street signs and shop names in Bristol that do not use apostrophes or misuse apostrophes. And he's risking charges of criminal damage, but he says such is his anger at falling standards in English that he's got to do something. And when you look around, you notice Harrods, Selfridges, Boots, Waterstones, Hamleys, King's Cross, they've all got apostrophes in the wrong place or none at all.
Correct.
And do you know what? Where do we end? Double negatives, the use of like verbs, singular verbs, plural nouns.
A grammar revolution we need, and I'm on his side. We need more.
We should all be out there, shouldn't we?
We should all be out there. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.